USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's a concern about the potential for a radiation leak at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near the plant are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things actually aren't that grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need the electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating, and they will need electricity, hopefully, also in the future.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown declaring an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Round Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put in place. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A New York family is making a request as they mark 1 year since their loved one's death.
Saturday marks 1 year since Gabby Petito's death. The 22-year-old's body was found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after she never returned home from a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her family is asking people around the world to light a candle on the anniversary of her death, with her mother saying, "Let's light up the sky all over the world." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for a flood. Jackson Mayor Chukwue Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. Diplomats from across the globe failed to reach agreement on a UN treaty designed to protect marine life. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The U.S. will head to a place it has not been to in five decades.
NASA on Monday will send an unmanned space shuttle into the moon's orbit, marking the initial launch in a plan to establish a long-term presence on the moon for scientific discovery and economic development. NASA astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mahabeli.
We're planning to set up a base camp there on the surface of the moon and develop technologies and operational practices that will set us up to go further on to Mars.
Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Facebook's parent company has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding user information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The terms reached weren't disclosed. However, a 60-day stay was requested to finalize the details. A school district in southwestern Missouri is bringing back spanking as a form of punishment. That's if a parent agrees with it, and despite warnings from many public health experts that the practice is detrimental to students. The board of the Catskill School District approved reviving the corporal punishment in June. It was recently an option as soon as 2001. For news anytime, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.